This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Catholic bishops in the Canadian province of Quebec have criticised a proposed law banning public employees from wearing conspicuous religious symbols. They say the ban contained in the Quebec government's proposed Charter of Values is going too far and could backfire. I spoke to the Archbishop of Montreal, Christian Lépine, to find out more about the bishop's reservations concerning this proposal.
It's very strong. It's too strong to put that in a charter. In a charter, you use a charter to protect the dignity of each human being, to protect liberty. You don't use that to impose a system on people or control people. Other than that, is the fact that in a democracy, in a certain way, everything is allowed except what is prohibited, what is dangerous for society or for people. So in that sense, you give liberty to people to be who they are through their lives. The other aspect is that we're all human beings. So it's not only about religion, it's not only about, let's say, believing or not in God. It's about the fact that we're all human beings. And in that sense, we have to learn to relate to each other. And so if a charter becomes a way to control what you can be as a human being, I don't think it's the place. In that sense, the bishops are united in saying that it goes too far. The problems that can appear in the society can be solved by dialogue and patience, but not by putting that in a charter and imposing it as a solution to everyone.
And I understand that the bishops also said that this proposed ban on religious symbols would be particularly unfair to Muslim women. It might drive them into a ghetto. Is that right?
Particularly, yes, the veil Muslim women put on their head, and even nuns, let's say, who have their veil on their head, let's say if they have a kindergarten where they take care of kids, they have to take it off. It already happened, and just happening now, that a few religious communities who have kindergartens for children, they would have to take their religious habit off in order to keep it. So I know of one community, they're just closing the kindergarten that they operate because they're not allowed to do it with their religious load. So it's going too far to control people.
And what's been the reaction among ordinary lay Catholics to this proposed ban?
It would depend, I guess, on the generation. Let's say the young, when I hear to people, for most people that I talk to, they think it's going too far. People don't necessarily address the fact that it is a project that is supposed to be inscribed in a charter. It's not that much what they talk about. But the fact itself of wanting to control and decide and dictate what people are going to wear, for many people, it's going too far.
And do you think, personally, that it will go ahead? Because, as you say, there is quite a lot of opposition to it among the general public.
There's a possibility that it will succeed in being as a program of law, because there's some confusion, or let's say some disagreement, I would say, on the meaning of secularity. For some, for, let's say, the Catholic point of view, secularity is a good thing, but it's an open secularity to the beliefs of people, and so it's a society where people in a society open to freedom of religion. But for others, secularity means getting rid of religion, getting religion out of public life, getting religion out of a space in politics, getting religion out of culture, religion out of economics. And that current is also very strong. There's a process, a reflection going on, and it's not clear for the distinction between a secularity which is welcoming to the diversity of beliefs and a secularity which want to get rid of the religious fact as a fact of life, as a fact of present in a society. Those two ways are not clearly expressed yet, but from a Catholic point of view, it's since Vatican II, it's been expressed, but in the society, often secularity means getting rid of religion.